Time could be running out for the Fast Ferry Fairweather. It's been plagued with engine problems, which are the subject of a lawsuit against the ship's builder. Captain John Falvey told the Marine Transportation Advisory Board on Friday that approval to use the engines runs out next April, but he says that deadline could be extended after an off-season examination.
We're hoping that, you know, what we see is okay and we can get another extension. We're kind of living year by year on extensions. We're racing the clock against potentially getting new engines or solving the problem and keeping the Fast Ferries running.
The Juneau-based Fairweather was out of service for about 2 weeks recently due to an engine system crack that leaked oil. Approval for the Cordova-based Chiniga, the state's other fast ferry, will run out next July. But it is a younger ship. Falvey expects it to easily win an extension. The ferry Columbia is also having engine trouble. That ship is almost 40 years old. Its return to service last May was delayed due to an engine problem, and Falvey says a long-term solution is needed.
We had a mechanical problem in one of the cylinders. We lost quite a few days. We got it fixed. We are in the design process of new engines. We would hope to be able to obligate that sometime spring or early summer.
Falvey also told MTAB an upgrade is planned for the ferry Kennecott's lift, an elevator that carries cars and trucks down to its vehicle deck. It will allow easier loading in Yakutat, where the ship has had some problems.
We plan to install the tie-downs during the Kennecott's state overhaul this winter. So we will have a mechanism to secure cars up on that lift basically all the time, you know, in any kind of weather condition.